Roberta Fasanelli. Her hotness.
Ooh, I like that.
Jennifer Horn.
Flattery will get you everywhere, sir.
Hotness. Ken Kessler, his hotness. Doug Steffen. Notice how we're going down the list here. His hotness, Rich McFadden, join us later on in the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we focus on the news of the day, the information, have a little fun with the issues of the day. The Pope is on his way back to Rome after having a very successful weekend. Actually, he's there for almost a week, I think. Wasn't he in Brazil?
Yeah, he was there
seems
a long
to
time.
Be. Right. So he has been focusing on some of the internal problems that the church has. For example, the relationship the church has to those who are homosexuals, gays, lesbians, that sort of thing. He said he would not judge priests for their sexual orientation. This, along with all the other things that we find remarkable about this fellow, the openness, the wide-ranging news conference, the idea that if somebody is gay and he searches for the Lord and he has goodwill, who am I to judge him saying something like that? When's the last time you heard a pope talk like that?
It's progressive.
Yeah, well, is it progressive or is it just sort of like this is the real world and let's acknowledge it instead of making the problem worse? The preceding pope signed a document that basically is the opposite of what he just said, mm-hmm. in essence, a few years ago. They have to deal with this.
I think the church's stance, and I could be wrong, Ken and Roberta, I know you guys both dabble in Catholicism, but I think the church's
dabbling in witchcraft.
I know. Yeah. Is that they don't support the act of homosexuality, but that they will not turn away a gay person. So, you know, I think they acknowledge that there are some gay people, but I think it's the act of them acting on their behavior that they don't agree with. Mm. Am I right with that? Dead silence from the peanut gallery. I think that's the Catholic Church's current stance.
Yes. Yeah, as long as you don't act on it, which is like, you know, telling a heterosexual person not to act on it.
Not to act on being heterosexual?
Right.
I'd pass on that, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same equivalent, you know. It's just like so unrealistic.
Mm. These conversations, if they go too long, they never go anywhere. They always get into trouble.
Yes, they do get you into trouble.
I just keep on trucking. All right. Speaking of trouble, there is consideration being given this week by the United States of America to expand the use of unmanned aircraft systems. They are called, for government parlance, UAS. Your ass. Well, there's no an R in there. Excuse me. U.S. These are drones, folks. The United States government is being asked to consider that the drones be used more for commercial purposes. And so this technology is migrating from the military and from law enforcement. We've talked a lot about this in the last, six months. This has been something that more and more has become a part of what we expect to look up in the sky. Wasn't there some town in Colorado? The city father says, we'll give you $100 if you shoot down a drone. Wasn't that someplace in Colorado? If I remember.
Yes, it was. Some small town in Colorado.
Yeah, okay. So now, the people that are making these drones and selling them want to make them available for non-defense purposes. So over the next decade, this will become a $14 billion business. And that would mean, if you extrapolate the number out, multiply by 10, these people are looking at hundreds of billions of dollars in sales for these things. And the civil aviation organizations are worried about having all these things flying all over the place. And nobody, you know, there's no pilots in them. So what do they do to commercial space in the air? And again, if more and more people commercially are using these things, what do you use them for? They could use them for delivery of packages. FedEx is looking at buying some of these things to deliver packages to smaller airports.
Hmm.
Remember, we've heard these stories about pilotless planes for the last, what, 4, 5, 6 years. There's been, so somebody said, someday you'll get onto an airliner and there won't be anybody in the pilot seat because they'll all be controlled by the ground. Well, that's what they do with the drones. Can you imagine getting into an airplane that has 400 people on it?
I would not.
And there's nobody in the cockpit?
At least to be on standby. I mean,
no way.
Come on.
No way.
This is more than one can imagine. And yet that's what they're trying to figure out how to do with these drones. It's the first step toward that reality that we're just talking about that's being considered right now. So at any rate, it's really beyond the beyond. Coming up later in this half hour, 8 things to tell new parents if you think their baby is ugly.
Put it back. It's not done yet.
I love his onesie.
Yeah. there's been so much discussion about the royal baby that you are sure it's the same thing as Wiener. There's all this joke, you know, material, one-liners, punchlines, and all that other stuff. So, as a matter of fact, if you were focused on what's going on at DougAstefano.com today, I don't know why I do that. It's your influence on me, Roberta.
Okay, good.
A story at DougAstefano.com about the Brits. Have a new beer in honor. I should save this for Richie. The Royal Baby's new beer is called the Hair Raiser. HEIRRAISER. Hair Raiser. Let's see. McMullen and Sons Brewery waited eagerly for the birth of the baby before releasing this brew. It's 4% ale, described as light-colored, crisp, refreshing, light, with a hoppy finish. Now, that means nothing to me.
It makes me hoppy.
What is a hoppy? I know there
hoppy.
Are
hops are a thing, and they taste like hops. And
yeah, but what does
the finish
that mean?
Of a beer? It means that's what you taste on the finish.
But what does a hop taste like?
Like a hop.
Oh, come on!
It's grainy. It's I don't know. It's hoppy. It's kind of bitterish.
Kind of yeasty like.
What is it, Roberta? Kind of. Can we have some volume out of Roberta Evans so we can sort of hear what she's saying?
Kind of yeasty, right?
Yeah, it's bitterish, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Bitter.
A little bit,
well,
in a good
is,
way, though.
Ale, by definition, is bitter anyway, isn't it?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, okay. I knew I should have saved this for McFadden. Anyway, the brewery story is one of our stories in the What's New department at DougStefan.com, 14 past the hour. If you have tried to whiten your teeth before, you've used these toothpaste that have sandpaper in them. Anybody here ever tried to do that? Anybody here, this is watch how I sort of bracket this, folks. Anybody here foolish enough to use toothpaste that has sand in it?
Every day, sir.
No.
No, of course not.
Okay. So has anybody here tried those whitening strips to whiten your teeth? Yes or no?
Yes.
You did, Roberta?
Yep.
Didn't work. You still have yellow teeth.
Nope.
Anybody use trays?
You don't mean sometimes.
What do you mean I'm just telling
you
her like it is.
You still have yellow teeth.
She does still have yellow teeth. They're not bad, but they're not, I mean, they're not like some of the, you see people that haven't been to the dentist for years and their teeth, because they're drinking coffee and tea and whatever else.
But you see people with these super white teeth and it doesn't look natural.
Well, I think there's a happy medium
they're
here.
They're painting them, you know.
What we're trying to do, well, some people have had their teeth done, replaced, when you have all of your teeth redone, they are like caps, right? Isn't that how that works?
Or what are the veneers?
Veneers, yeah. Okay. So that's messy, it's expensive, and you don't have to do it. What you have to do, what are you talking about?
The veneers are very expensive.
Yeah. So here's what you do. You have your caps, crowns, veneers, you have your regular teeth all treated with power swabs. The countdown to better and whiter teeth starts today with your call to 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. You get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. And in a week, you're going to have teeth that look so much whiter, so much brighter. You'll be so much happier with them. And you won't have gone through all of that real aggravation. This is coconut oil, an extract of coconut oil that has been discovered to be have really great detergent possibilities. Can you imagine using bleach? Some people have used bleach on their teeth to get them white. No. Call 800-865-7602. That's all you have to do. You'll get this. It's a risk-free trial, and you get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. 5 minutes a day, that's all you have to devote to this. The clinically proven results will be yours. Again, take the word of his dentist. He knows what he's talking about. Dr. Ginniger developed power swabs and a lot of other products, too. Ask about them. 800-865-7602. Call him now.
Bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
No wood and no jeans, a few dollars got me in the house.
Cause my woman brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get composition notebooks for just 25 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through A313. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you can get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations, and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. This is your year. Sign up for Yahoo Fantasy Football and host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings. The league that eats together wins together.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and me. There's a report. I wonder, this is from the Did You Know and Do You Care department. Women who are worried about their getting cancer. If you are taller, apparently, your height is connected to whether or not you might be at risk for cancer after menopause. The taller you are.
Okay, so I'm tall. What does that mean?
It means the taller you are. You're 6 feet, right?
No.
5'9"?
5'9", 5'10".
Yeah. All right, but anyway, if you are especially over 6 feet, there's some women that are 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". If you've gone through menopause, you should be seeing your doctor and having a thorough exam and check because this work that was done by the Cancer Epidemiology Group suggests there's a strong link to how tall you are. And I know this is not about fear. I'm not doing the fear factor. This is so you check it out and know for yourself. Taller women, get yourself checked out after menopause.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
For us here on the Doug Good Day program, or the Dudley, depending on which side of my life you are following, the music from this week in 1975 in the spotlight at the moment. So we'll go through the top five. People love this. I get more. People just love to remember where they were. For example, this is from this week, last week of July, 1975. We have Van McCoy doing The Hustle. Can we use this song for something last week, Kenny?
I think it was last week that it was at number one.
Number one. All right, so it's number five this week. That's good to remember. I knew we had it for some purposes. To The Hustle. This is the disco, I remember. All right, so that's number five. From this week in 1975, number four belongs to Olivia Newton-John.
Don't they be 17?
Can I have my saccharin now? Jennifer is not old enough to remember this song.
This is Creamy.
Yeah. Roberta's the best one to ask about this. Roberta, what do you remember about the time this song was popular?
I don't remember this song.
You don't remember this song? Really? No kidding. Wow. Why is it, am I the only one who remembers this song?
I don't remember.
I remember it.
Yeah. How old were you then, Kenny? You were just
I was almost 10.
Almost 10. Yeah. All right. Happy birthday, by the way. Is that what? Are you going away? Is your birthday in August?
It is.
Is that why you're going away the third week of August, celebrate your birthday?
It's actually right between my birthday and Lisa's birthday.
Oh, so your birthday is when?
Mine's the 27th and hers is the 9th.
All right, so you are, hers is the 9th of August, so she's a Leo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're Virgo, right?
You're a Virgo.
Right.
Huh. That's not a bad combination.
I think it's pretty
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Because
yeah.
It's a combination regardless.
Astrologically speaking, yes. All right. Number three from this week in 1975, Bee Gees music. I love this.
Stop talking.
Yeah. Stay good organization, and that song and sound that the Bee Gees were able to come up with. This was like their umpteenth hit. By this time, they'd have, what, 6-7 songs in the bank? Kenny, at least? Mid-70s?
Yep. Probably, and this was on the cusp of Saturday Night Fever. So
right, yeah.
They were about to explode.
Yeah, doing a great job. It was really cool. All right, so Jive Talk number three this week, 1975 music from the midsummer of that year. Number two during this week. I always loved this song.
Don't forget it.
And I don't know why, because horrible message. Get out of my, you know, we all know and we've all been in relationships.
I'm just
where there was not an equality of feeling, let's put it that way. And does this happen more with women than men? Or do you think it happens with men and they don't want to admit it? I've been there and done that. I've been with people who were just over the top in terms of feelings with me, and I just didn't have it. And then maybe the other side, I've been with people that I was over the top with, and the other side didn't have that feeling. So that's a story that certainly isn't unique. 10cc, British group, I think, Kenny, yeah?
Yes.
All right. So they're number two this week, 1975. Number one this week, the Eagles. How many great, great songs. There's a documentary. Is it an HBO documentary or is it a PBS documentary?
It's HBO or Showtime.
Maybe it's Showtime.
Yeah.
But it's really quite good. Glenn Frey is especially good. This is the story of the group together, apart, together, apart, together, apart. And Henley, I thought, was pretty good in it, too. He's kind of an interesting cat, don't you think? And the two of them... Their body language is still not great together, sitting next to each other at the table. I'm not sure that Fry and Henley are still, you know, very close. But they made some great, great music. This is it. Number one song, good example of it, from this week in 1975, the Eagles in One of These Nights, 28 after on Good Day.
Jack Benny's Lost Episodes. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Roger, how long did you boil this egg?
A minute and a half.
A minute and a half, is that all?
Yeah, when you told me you got them from a fire sale, I figured that's all I needed.
That's, of course, Jack Benny, with his longtime partner, Eddie Rochester Anderson, in an episode from the Jack Benny program. Jack's old shows have been in syndication for decades, of course, but now a collection of 18 episodes, not seen since they first aired in the 1950s and 60s, has been released on DVD by Shout Factory. For nearly 40 years, Anderson's character, Rochester, endured the vain pomposity of his boss, which was, of course, all an act. In an unusual, unscripted episode from Christmas Day, 1964, Jack tells a studio audience just how important his friend Anderson was to his career.
Rochester has been with me, you know, over 28 years, and he's been in everything that I've been associated with. Every time I made a movie, they put Rochester in it, you see, and he'd steal every scene from me. So when I found out that my next picture was the life of Booker T. Washington, I said, forget it.
On another Christmas show from 1961, Jack welcomes back the great voice actor Mel Blanc, still in a wheelchair after a terrible car accident that had nearly killed him a year earlier.
The night of this accident, there were all these specialists working over him, and as soon as he opened his eyes, tell him what you said.
What's up, Don?
In the 1956 show, Jack frets about his upcoming violin concert at Carnegie Hall, and the devil turns up to make a deal with him. He's played by Jack's lifelong pal, George Burns.
You look like the devil.
You don't look so good yourself.
The Jack Benny program Lost Episodes remind us not just how funny Benny and his friends were, but how beloved Jack was by both audiences and those he worked with. If you're looking to introduce someone to one of the funniest men who ever lived, the Jack Benny program Lost Episodes.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Secrets.
I don't know why this is not my favorite Good Day song.
Nah, I don't like this. Who is this anyway?
It sounds like a rip-off.
Who is this? Anybody know who this is?
I don't know.
Let's get rid of it. Evan, get rid of it.
Oh, we don't have to get rid of it.
No, get rid of it.
I don't want to be so harsh.
I do. Get rid of it. Executive decision, get rid of it.
Peacock's feather.
I knew there was something about it that I didn't like. So, Evan, just to erase it, to just eliminate it, period, end of story. All right, we're at 33 at the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day program. New Yorker Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with San Diegan Ken Kessler, an adopted person from points east, mostly Carolina. Jennifer is an angel. She's a valley girl, and boy, don't we all know it. And here I am, straight from the farm, on the farm.
Like,
for
so rude.
Monday, the 29th. What's rude about calling you a valley girl?
Oh,
yes, I see. All right, let's go to New York City.
Please.
Welfare food. Food stamp fraud.
Ooh.
Has turned into foreign aid to black market profiteers in the Dominican Republic. The New York Post revealing how New Yorkers on welfare are buying food with their benefit cards and shipping it in barrels to their relatives in the Caribbean. But not everybody is giving the taxpayer-funded fare to starving children. The story in the Post is reprinted from today's show at DougSteffen.com. The investigation found two people hawking barrels of American products for profits on the streets of Santiago, Chile. It's easy to make money, said Maria Teresa, the lady that was selling this stuff. Doesn't cost me anything. She's from the Bronx. She said she puts together barrels of Frosted Flakes, baby formula, that sort of thing, bought with welfare money here. And then, by the way, the barrels, they get a new one every week. They go to a place that's a rendering company on Prospect Avenue near 165th Street in Foxhurst, Roberta. They take the barrel and they put all the stuff in it, and then they pay $75 to ship it down to the Dominican Republic. And there they open it up and they take all the stuff and they sell it on the street. How about them apples?
Wow.
Rest of the article is at DougStefan.com.
If only these people could use their brains for good instead of evil. Can you imagine?
Even if it's exasperating.
Right?
It really is. It's so exasperating. It's exasperating. Okay.
What is it?
Exasperating.
Thank you.
I'm exasperated, as you can hear in my voice. So here's another, I don't know why I'm thinking about Roberta here, but the report over the weekend that marijuana use in adolescents may cause permanent brain damage. According to the Journal of Neuropsychopharmacology, phew. You know what? That's a great, I just came up with a great way for us to give away a swell prize.
How to spell that?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer knows my mind.
I know, well, because I thought, how do you spell that?
Okay, well, that's what people want to know. So we give you 3 minutes to call the line for 20 minutes before the hour. 2020 Spelling Quiz, 888-302-3684, 888-302. Doug, spell neuropsychopharmacology. It is a word. Neuropsychopharmacology. How many letters are there in the word, you're wondering? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 letters.
I'm going to write down my guess so that I can...
Neuropsychopharmacology. How do you spell that? 888-302-3684. All right? And I think that the information there is probably doesn't require any comment, right? I mean, doesn't it make sense to you if you're using marijuana or any other tobacco product or alcohol, too? Your brain is not fully
developed.
Did you
get double points if you're actually using marijuana right now and you can spell that word?
How are we going to prove that? You can, yeah, well, listen. One way or another, you can figure it out. Whatever works for you. That's the whole thing. We're interested in making this work for you. How many people had a good night's sleep last night, Roberta?
So-so. Not bad.
How about
not
you,
enough.
Kenny? Well, Kenny
Never
didn't
enough.
Sleep last night.
So I'm hoping to have one soon.
Okay. And Jennifer, how about you?
You're so-so. It was
so-so.
Okay.
One of the reasons many of us are not having good night's sleep, I had a good night's sleep last night, first night in quite a while, but there are other things going on in my life that kind of are stirring the pot here, a couple of things, so I'm not sleeping as well as I might. And one of the things, however, that enters into it is the phase of the moon that we are in. There's a study that finds that the moon, these have been the stories that urban legends are made of. So if McFadden were in here, he'd be ripping this all apart because he'd say it was silliness. But it isn't. It throws everything out of whack. Your mood is wacky. The ability to get pregnant when there's a full moon. There are a lot of old wives' tales, but there is this study that suggests that full moons do mess up your sleep. Christian Kachochin is a biologist and wrote this paper and basically apparently started his philosophy sitting outside of a pub in England looking at the full moon. I was having this conversation a couple of Sunday nights ago when we were a half moon. I was standing out in the farm and Meredith was walking around Boston Common and we were talking about looking at the moon. And thinking about what it does, and it gets closer to the full moon, it gets closer to being crazy. Why is it? Lunar. That's lunatic. That word, lunatic, comes from the French word for the moon. You knew that, right? How many people knew that? Am I telling you something you didn't know?
I mean, it makes sense, but I guess I never thought about it.
Okay, well, now you know that. That's a takeaway from today's program. All of you can take that away. Thank Doug Stefan for telling you the derivation, the root, the etymology of the word lunatic. All right? Our poll today at DougStefan.com. Do you find the moon influences your sleep? A, yes, I always sleep worse when there's a full moon. B, sometimes, but I don't think it happens every full moon. C, not that I've noticed. D, I'm pretty sure my problems sleeping have nothing to do with the moon. E, I never have problems sleeping. God love you. If that's the case, most of my life I've been pretty lucky in that department myself. By the way, our poll from the weekend, have you ever tried to make money off of a fad? We were talking about various fads on Friday. And I think, what was the latest one? It got us to...
It was Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies.
Yeah,
that
we
too.
Talked
okay.
about the pet rock.
44% of you said no, that's too much of a gamble. Let's see here. 19% of you said yes, and I lost money. 16% of you said no, but I thought about it pretty often. 13% of you said yes, and I made a lot of money. God love you if you did. 8% said yes, and I broke even. So if you've had good luck with that, that's very cool. We always are interested in wishing you good luck. Let's find out if somebody who is a clever sort has figured out how to spell neuropsychopharmacologic, or pharmacology, or pharmacology, or
pharmacology.
Hi, Doreen's listening in Mount Vernon, WMVO. Hi, Doreen.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Fine.
That's good. Have you ever been to see a neuropsychopharmacologist?
No, I have not, but right. I think I can spell it.
All right, let's hear. See how well you do.
N-E-U-R-O-P-S-Y-C-O.
Otherwise, that would have been wrong.
Didn't work. Yep, right. You left out a letter. Sorry about that, Doreen. Thank you. Craig, you want to try it?
Yes. N-E-U-R-O-P-S-Y-C-H-O-P-H-A-R-M-A-C-O. L-O-G-Y.
Give that man a prize.
Good job.
Yeah.
Although he didn't say it afterwards, so he is disqualified from the spelling bee.
That's right. Isn't
Sorry.
That what you're supposed to do with a spelling bee?
You have to say the word, spell the word, say the word.
Yes, and then put it in a sentence or something. No, I only asked for it to be spelled out, so that's cool. You get the prize. Have you ever had need for any neuropsychopharmacological work there, Craig?
I teach pharmacology.
Ah, so there. Are you at a what school are you in that you're teaching? Or is it a commercial pharmacology school for pharmacists, or are you in a college? Where are you?
I've taught at several medical schools.
Did you? Okay, so that's cool. So you know this. It's do you want to tell us a little more about the practice of neuropsychopharmacology?
It's very simply giving drugs for the mental patients.
Well, is it just mental patients? I know there have been a lot of strides made in areas. When I was younger, in my early to mid-40s, I was, let's see, how do I admit this? I was not balanced particularly well. People could say that I still am not balanced very well today. I went through a period of 4, 5, 6 months when I was not a very happy camper. Things in my life fell apart, and I needed to even out sort of what was going on. The chemicals that were, you know, your whole body, you can attest to this. I don't know how many times you've heard me say that our chemicals in our body are all different. Everybody comes up with, you know, where our bodies create and adjust to chemicals differently. Some do a better job than others at certain chemicals, right? Don't we all have a different chemical makeup in our body? Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when I was feeling low, depressed, really out of it, I took serotonin. And serotonin is supposed to be a natural, it's not a drug, but it's a natural product.
It
works in neurotransmitters. And it did a world of good for me. Since that time, I have spent time reading and learning about it. I think it's not for everybody. You got to know how to use it, and you have to know. I went to see 3 or 4 people, and they convinced me that using serotonin was a good idea, better than going on Prozac or some of the other chemical drugs.
Prozac, but there's a group of drugs called the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Although they're very popular, they're very, very dangerous.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you do and how you do it. But the reason I bring it about is because there are a lot of people who suffer from things like bipolar disorder. Some people know they have it. Some people don't know that they have it. But they use things. I mean, I'm using that as an example, but there are probably plenty of other examples where I don't know that serotonin is the right answer. But there are answers for that that come from the work that you do in neuropsychopharmacology, right?
Right. Yeah, I would bipolar disorder, I would probably use lithium carbonate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's strong, but there are various degrees of the stuff, right, you can get?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
How do you learn about what the signs are of some of these things, or you just have to teach how the drugs are used? For example, I use bipolar, but you can use any number of things. Do the people who are who are being trained or are learning pharmacology learn about the things that are beneficial after one takes drugs, how they beneficially affect somebody? Again, I'll stick with bipolar for a moment.
Well, you have to take a separate class on that. That would be psychopathology.
Mm-hmm. That would be something interesting to take, wouldn't it? I mean, to learn what makes people tick in a sense, or learn how the chemistry in our bodies is different and how you can do things sometimes. But you got to recognize you got the problem, or you got to admit that you have it. And I think that's the hardest thing sometimes for people. They just don't think that they have, they don't have a problem. It's not them, it's you, right?
Not only, definitely. But not only that, mental disease is looked at culturally different.
Right.
So it varies in different areas of the country. Mm. So what may be considered normal in one area is not necessarily normal in another, and going between the two is when you're going to pick up the problem.
Mm-hmm. And so we bring this back around to the discussion where this started, and that was the fact that the moon influences your sleep. And I was also talking about that with regard to marijuana and what it does to your brain and how the younger use it. At what age is our brain considered fully developed? I said somewhere between 18 and 21, and if you're using marijuana before that or smoking or liquor, whatever, it's going to really have an impact on you. Am I right in terms of the ages?
Generally, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Though it develops in different stages.
The brain does. It depends. Everybody's different that way, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Between 1 and 5 is very important.
Oh, my God, isn't it, huh? And that's where the neurons, remember we've talked about this, gang, about being in front of a computer screen or in front of a television set.
Yep.
If you're
overwhelms your senses.
Oh, it just makes your brain mush and you've done severe damage to it. It'll affect you your whole life. Craig, this is a very good call. Thank you. You've helped us a lot. I appreciate it. We'll send you a swell prize. It's 12 before the hour here on today's Good Day program.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved Big Shiny Box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Escape the summer heat and scorching utility bills by making a few green home improvements. Tom Kreitler from Radio's The Mummy Pit explains.
Seal up your home and reduce cooking and heating bills by up to 50% with spray foam insulation from Isonine. It expands up to 100 times its size to fill in gaps and eliminate leaks and keep pollution and allergens out. Motion Sense from Moen offers hands-free convenience in the kitchen, allowing you to turn on your kitchen faucet without touching it, which aids in kitchen tasks, reduces the spread of germs, and saves water. Stop asking who left the lights on with the Maestro occupancy sensing switch from Lutron. The replacement switch will automatically turn lights off in empty rooms to save energy, and it works with all light bulb types. And the future is now for electric cars, and the EV Link Level 2 charger from Schneider Electric is up to 4 times faster than stock Level 1 chargers. It's a full 30 amps, small, streamlined, and integrates well into tight garage spaces.
Look for more about these products and energy saving tips on MoneyPit.com. I'm Kim Snyder.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store store for details.
51 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Who gets it in the end? He's out there stopping horses, a falling off a train. He never won a gunfight, squabble or a brawl. Of being such a loser, Hooper's really got it all.
Ah. I haven't heard this one for... I'm not sure I've ever heard this. Nothing like the life of a Hollywood stuntman. This is Brent Migan from Hooper, which was the number one movie during this week in 1978. This guy is a Danish session singer who's recorded a lot of songs for television, soaps, commercials, and lots of different countries. So it would be an example of some other stuff, Kenny, that this guy has done.
I didn't recognize anything that he had done
on
before.
The list.
I don't know how he got involved in a Burt Reynolds movie.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's how we get started. Maybe a drinking buddy of Burt, that could have been it. It's the 6:04 of the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us now to spend moments that we hold precious, close and dear and near to our hearts. Chuck Curry and his review of what's going on in the world of movies. Matter of fact, today's report has to do with the box office and how various movies did this past weekend. We'll get to that as soon as we bring you our contest today. This is a movie that was number one during this week in 1982, so you're going to have a good memory. I enjoy some of these movies. It kind of comes, it seems to me we've had a number, Kenny, of these movies starring this guy in the last week or two. Am I remembering that correctly? Or is it just...
I remember one that was in the last couple of weeks.
All right. He's one of our favorite actors, and he can do good drama and comedy, either or both of those things. So here we go. We'll have three audio clips. If you're new to the program, you'll hear them. And obviously, when we, in our mind, have that recognition factor, you know, I know what it is. You'll call us at 888-302-3684 for a swell prize if you can figure out what this movie is.
I'm an idea man, Chuck.
Got it.
All right, Richie's got it.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
That was fast, Richie.
Funny movie.
Yeah.
I can't. Michael, you got it? Michael.
Chuck,
you got it?
I do not know.
All right, next clue then. Come on, Richie, you got to help him out.
Mayonnaise in the tube.
Come on. Push the button.
Some kind of debutante ball out on the island. Kid wants me to take him and his girlfriend.
And you're going to take one of the morgue vehicles?
Yeah.
It's a limo, eh? It's a limo for dead people. Did you see that, kid?
It's a Ron Howard film.
It's a very funny movie.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's got to have this now. Even Roberta's got to have it.
I don't, actually. I don't know if Roberta does.
All right, last call.
Tuna fish. What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the...
All right, 888-302-3684. Again, remember the vintage of the
movie. Before my time, perhaps?
1982, before.
Okay, before
you get well involved in
this. But it's a classic. You should have seen this movie.
Yeah. Go see it if you haven't seen it. A lot of fun. 888-302-3684. What's the name of the movie? Chucker has box office totals for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $149 a square foot. Get laminate flooring from 49 cents and our best laminates up to 33% off. Prefinished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. Plus special extended financing. Hurry, Overstock Flooring Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, how'd things shake out this weekend at the box office, Chucker?
As predicted, Doug, the superhero movie The Wolverine with Hugh Jackman opened number one, although it performed on the lower end of expectations, $55 million. That sounds like a big number, but the studio is expecting anywhere between $65 and $75 million. It's $55 million. Reviews were mostly positive, see if it has legs. The Haunted House horror film The Conjuring, which has gotten some tremendous reviews and good audience buzz, $22 million a week in number two. Just a 47% drop week to week. That's good for a horror film. $83 million in 2 weeks on a $20 million budget. Not bad. Number three and four, two animated films, Despicable Me 2, $16 million, and Turbo, $13.3 million. Grown Ups 2, with Adam Sandler, round out the top five, $11.5 million. $101 million in 3 weeks of release. I just wanted to mention, I did a revival last night. The Raiders of the Lost Ark got 170 people, wow. 180 screen community theater, which I must say I'm proud of myself. Great audience. I had a great time.
Good
and
for
it's
you.
Still a great and it's still a great movie.
Yeah. It's good to have. It's really neat that you take that much interest, but that's why you're here doing this, because you love it. 888-302-3684, dialed up by Mike in Lebanon, Missouri. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Well, sir, and you?
I'm doing great.
Good. You'll be doing better after you tell us what the name of the movie is.
It's Night Shift with Michael Keaton.
That is correct, sir. You get the prize. Congratulations. Thank you for that. And, Chucker, thank you for your service. And everybody else, thank you for being here on The Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.